And he offered his service obediently. We know he did this in obedience to his Father, but he teaches us now. I'm going to skip the little dialogue with Peter and skip down to verse 12. And one reason we offer our service obediently, if we want to reflect his sayings, not only because he was doing all of this in obedience to his Father, but because of who he is. Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. Do you understand what he has done for you? Let me reread the verse. When he had finished washing away their sins, he put on his glory clothes and he returned to his place on the throne at the center of the universe. And he asked, do you understand what I have done for you? Do you understand I'm your Savior? Do you understand that you were born in sin? And because you were born in sin, you're totally hopeless. No hope of ever having eternal life. No hope of ever having a right relationship with God. No hope of ever going to heaven. No hope of ever having permanent peace and joy and satisfaction. No hope. Not only were you hopeless, you were helpless. Because you were born in sin, you abide under the wrath of God. And if you die in that sinful condition, you will come under the wrath of God and you will be separated from him for all eternity. And we call that hell. Hopeless and helpless, but God so loved you. He initiated the salvation. And he sent his son, Jesus. Jesus, who so loved you, when his Father sent him, he came. Think of it. We think of Christmas and the baby in the manger, but think of the decision he made to leave his throne in glory and to confine himself to a woman's womb for 9 months and submit to the human birth process and be confined to the little body of a baby crying for his meal and crying when he was wet and confining himself to the body of a 2-year-old. And he knows what it's like to be in a 12-year-old's body with a 12-year-old's mind. And then he grew in wisdom and stature and for 33 years lived on this earth so bound, not able to fully express himself. And when he did, people didn't understand. Submitting himself to human authority and all of the authority of nature and all the other things you and I are submissive to. And in the end, going to the full extent where he gave his life on the cross, stripped of his clothes, beaten until his flesh came off of his frame, strung up there like a common criminal. People passing him by on their way to market in Jerusalem, and if they noticed, they spit on him or mocked him or hurled some insult, blasphemies, obscenities, profanities. Some of the people who passed him by didn't even notice. And he was giving his life for them, the Lamb of God who died for the sin of the world. And they didn't even look his way as they walked into Jerusalem. All of his friends abandoned him. No one understood him. And he died there for you. Because it was the only way to bring you into a right relationship with his Father. The only way he could give you hope. The only way he could bring you help. The only way you would ever know deep peace and joy and satisfaction through placing your faith in his death for you on the cross. Oh, do you know who Jesus is? He's your Savior. And he's also your Lord. He says in verse 13, you call me teacher and Lord, rightly so. That's what I am. And you know something? You and I offer service of the soul, service that flows out of our heart of love as an expression of worship, if for no other reason than he commands it. And I can tell you that this is a suggestion that you give him for Christmas, but let me tell you, it's my suggestion, it's his command. In the first moment you call Jesus Lord, you are obligated to serve him. It's not an option. And not just serve him, but offer him service that reflects his heart and offer him service that reflects his hands. And we offer him service obediently because of who he is. I'm telling you something. When you understand he's your Savior, it becomes the joy of your life to serve him. Look at what he's done for you. Your service is an opportunity to do something for him. But you also do it because not only he's your Savior, he's your Lord and he commands it. And you and I offer service obediently, not only because of who he is, but because of who you are and because of who I am. We're just sinners, forgiven sinners. Verse 14, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed away your sins, you owe a debt of love. You've been bought with a price. You've been redeemed by the Lamb. You've been saved by grace. You can't earn it. You can't do anything that would merit it. But you owe a debt of love, and it's a life poured out in service to our Lord. You're just a forgiven sinner, and I don't want to ever forget my place. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace, and I owe him a lot. I owe him more than a lot. I owe him my life. I owe him everything. And I know who I am, a forgiven sinner saved by his grace, redeemed by his blood. And I know also I'm to be a faithful servant. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than our master, nor a messenger greater than the one who has sent him. And he says that you and I are to be faithful servants. And you know something I've discovered a long time ago, that the Lord doesn't need my service. He offers me service because I need it. I need an opportunity to do something for him, to express my love for him. And you know something, the harder it is, the more difficult the service that he gives me, the more pressure to the assignment, the greater it becomes the expression of worship. Because I'll tell you something, I wouldn't do it except for him. And I want to be a faithful servant. Doesn't matter how you begin in the Christian life. What matters is how you end the Christian life. And I want to be found faithful. Service that reflects his hands is offered obediently. How obedient are you? Because of who he is? Is he your Savior? When did he wash your feet, so to speak? When did you have your sins washed away? And you know you are a forgiven sinner. Then would you choose in gratitude to be a faithful servant? He's your Savior. He's your Lord. You owe him your life. You owe him a debt of love.